Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Steve Barton, and this week we are talking about what the big money's doing, what they're doing. Billionaires are selling a record number of stocks, and we're going to share a screen here, take a look at a report from CNBC. Largest stock sellers in 2021 are the CEOs and insiders of these companies. Number one on the list is Elon Musk. This story's a week or two old, and he's up to $11 billion now selling Tesla shares. Jeff Bezos is, we'll call that $10 billion of Amazon stock. The Walton family, Walmart, is also offloading $6 billion there. And Mark Zuckerberg, $4.5 billion has offloaded from his own Facebook. The CEO also of Microsoft is doing the same thing. What does this mean? I would argue this means follow the big money, right? If we have any of these, again, not a financial advisor, this is not financial advice, but I have been an owner of these companies. I've since sold. You know, they could have a blow off top, but if the CEOs and the guys that own it are letting their stocks go, what does that tell us? So what, we'll take the number one example here. What is Elon doing with it, right? He's just dumping more of his shares. He is exercising some stock options to buy them back, but I can guarantee you that's at a lower price. What's he moving into? Well, at the beginning of the year, in January, Tesla stated that its latest annual report that the company has updated its investment policy to now include Bitcoin, gold, and other assets. All right. So what that means when you break it down and you kind of get into it, there's a report here where they basically break it down for us. In the last 10K filing with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, Tesla stated that in January 2021, we updated our investment policy to provide us with more flexibility to further diversify and maximize returns on our cash. In other words, they don't want the stocks anymore. They want the cash. They're trying to get liquid that is not required to maintain operating liquidity. In other words, you know, they don't need this to pay their employees. This is extra, right? We may invest a portion of such cash in certain alternative reserve assets, including digital assets, Bitcoin, gold bullion, physical gold, and gold exchange traded funds, so gold ETFs. Things like, I don't know if this is what they're buying, but an example of a gold ETF would be the GDX or the GDXJ, exchange traded fund, right? And other assets specified in the future. So basically, what he's doing is he's moving the company from some of his stocks, taking that out as cash, and he's trading that for physical gold bullion, for paper contracts to physical gold, right? And he's trading that for Bitcoin, and he's keeping some of that as cash. So what's interesting about this point in history is that I believe it's going to be similar to the 1940s or the 1970s, where we have, generally speaking, over that decade, rising inflation. There are points along the graph where we do go into, maybe for a year or two, some disinflationary, in other words, inflation is not going at quite the clip that it would be now. It does, you might get a little disinflation where it, you know, right now it's at 6.8 is what the government's reporting. Maybe it drops down to 2 or 3. Well, you still got inflation. It's just not quite as fast, right? Or maybe we even get some deflation where it actually does go in the negative. Moments like that, cash is really good to have because things like stocks are going to be on sale. And other random things that you're not going to know, you know. I mean, maybe gasoline prices continue to inflate, but other things do not. Like all the transport container ships that are sitting off the coast right now with a bunch of Christmas stuff in them, that stuff's probably going to be pretty cheap in February if they can't offload it. That could be an opportunity, right? There's going to be times where cash is going to be very, very important, and you could have an amazing opportunity if you have it. So you don't want to put everything into gold or silver or into maybe miners or copper mining or whatever. You want to have some cash left over for when and if the correction comes, so that you can capitalize on it, right? So I guess my point is, if Elon Musk, one of the richest men on the planet, is selling his own stock and turning that into physical gold, gold contracts on physical gold, right? Paper contracts on physical gold, Bitcoin, and cash, why not just do what he's doing? Why not just follow the big money? If you guys have some of these stocks, I would take that as a, I don't have a red flag, but I would be waving it, right? I would take that as a warning sign, right? Follow the big money, do what the big money's doing. Central banks, governments, and countries have begun buying gold at record levels, and in some cases, doubling their hoard. Why are they doing that? Hope you guys got something out of this. Hit the like and subscribe tab, and please share this with anyone that you believe really needs to hear it. It's probably your friend on Facebook that keeps posting pictures of his food. All right. Thank you so much for watching, and I will talk to you next time.